Welcome back to this 2020 podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today, welcome to episode 182. We have Gordon Rocks, and we also have Zaria from Dubai. First up is Gordon Rocks. He's from right here in Los Angeles, California. He's a very smart, gifted child, so why don't we just give Gordon a call right here in LA, and let's see what he has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Gordon. How are you? It's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast.
Great. I am doing fine, actually.
Awesome. So you want to be an actor and you want to be a model?
I'm not aware of model, but most actors become models.
True.
Because they, like, become role models so that people can be successful, that type of thing.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, that's pretty good. So why do you want to get into this business? Is it something that you feel inside you, or did you see somebody on TV and you go, wow, I could do that?
Well, I just found the idea of acting as another person in a different world to be very interesting. And if I'm entertained at the moment that I'm doing my work or job, then it would work very well.
How old are you right now?
10 years old.
So that means you're probably in the fourth grade?
Mm-hmm. I am in fourth grade. I'll be moving to fifth grade soon.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
It could be possible, but I'm not sure if that's the show that I'll be going for exactly.
Oh, okay. You're not too sure. What kind of acting do you want to do?
Well, I don't find any type of acting the best, but maybe I prefer like some form of action or drama, just high emotions basically.
Right. So have you done any acting work whatsoever?
Indeed, I've like practiced for becoming an actor, but overall not entirely.
So do you speak any other languages besides English?
Indeed, I speak some Russian, but that's mostly it.
Do you understand Russian as well?
Mm-hmm. I'm actually Russian blooded, so it's basically my basic language.
Can you speak any Russian for us?
Сегодня на субботу я на какой-то подкаст, где Джон Кеннеди делает.
That's great. Weren't you born in Australia?
Yeah, I was born in Australia, and I spent 3 years of my life in Japan.
Oh, wow. Right. So what part of Los Angeles do you live in?
Well, I live in Mission Viejo.
Okay. Well, that's great that you live in Los Angeles, because a lot of people that I speak to all over the world, their dream is to one day move to Los Angeles and to be an actor. And you're already in Los Angeles, and you're trying to pursue.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people were like, oh, I'm so envious of him. He's already there. He gets an audition. He just has to go 30, 40 minutes to Hollywood.
Wow, I find that awesome. But I didn't really find it a dream to be in Los Angeles.
But that's what people all over the world are saying.
Yeah.
They can't wait to get here.
It's a very weird phenomenon. If you like already exist somewhere that someone wants to go to, you don't find it special.
That's true. So you're 10 years old right now. So when you're 13 or 14, what do you think is going to have happened?
I think maybe I'll get some kind of bigger role in whatever movie I'm acting in.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, becoming a full-fledged teenager.
That's right. So when you get older and you're a full-fledged adult, what do you think you're going to be doing?
Well, becoming an actor, I think I'll be like probably one of the main roles in a movie. And I might have a family by then.
Plan on going to college when you get older?
Indeed, I do, because it will be good to learn more skills.
Yeah, so that starts around when you're 17 or 18 years old, and you're only 10 right now, so you still have a good 6-7 years to pursue this acting thing to see if you even like it before you go to college. And you live in Los Angeles, so it's win-win for you.
Yeah.
So, how many times have you ever heard, hey, Gordon, you rock?
I've heard that a lot because people constantly comment on my last name.
Or they can say, and here comes Gordon, and this guy, he rocks.
That's more of a pun.
Yeah, exactly. So, besides acting, if acting wasn't a choice, like, what would you want to be doing in life?
Probably becoming a pilot, because I still haven't really decided yet. But with this new actor opportunity, I believe it could be that.
That's what I'm thinking. And it's great, you're doing it young. It's something you can actually do because it's not like you can go fly a plane right now. So acting's it.
Yeah.
What even made you want to do the acting thing? You just woke up one day and said, I should be an actor? Or
one day I heard of like the news that apparently there's like more actor positions, and I thought about it and I realized, yeah, I could actually do this job and I could probably do it well.
Exactly. Why not you? You're just as good as anyone else.
Yeah.
What is your best subject? Let me guess. Your best subject in school probably is math.
Yeah, math and technology. You got it spot on.
Now you play video games. You like math.
Yeah, I'm mostly like a nerdy type of geek type of child.
That's right. You're the smart one. People are jealous of you because you're smarter than them. Probably like, ah, oh, why is he smart? Why does he make such the good grades? So I saw some videos of you. Were you snowboarding or were you skiing?
I was skiing, yeah.
And where do you go to ski?
It's somewhere in Japan.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, near there. Because where I live, I've never seen a single flake of snow.
So here in Los Angeles, you haven't gone snow skiing yet, huh?
Yeah, only in Japan.
Well, real close to your house, there's a lot of places. There's a town called Big Bear.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
I have a cabin up there. I go skiing in the wintertime up there. It's lots of fun. This winter, you should go do that again. Hey, so wrapping up here, is there anything else you want to say? Maybe any advice or anything else you'd like to say?
Don't get stressed in acting or train to become an actor.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly just like a random thing. If either really good at being an actor or like being good at some form of other thing, it's mostly just chance.
That's true. And if you don't try it out, you'll never know. You're trying it and you're trying it at 10 years old. That's really great. Well, Mr. Gordon, I appreciate you taking time out today to talk to my audience. So thank you so much for taking time out of your weekend to be a guest on my show. Thank you so much, Gordon.
You're welcome. So I'm assuming this will be a goodbye as of now.
Unless there's anything else you'd like to say?
To say the least, no.
Thank you so much.
Very well. Goodbye.
Well, there you have it. Gordon rocks. He knows exactly his character type. He said himself, I'm the nerdy, geeky type of character. So you need somebody who is that character, and you just have to cast him, and he has to say the lines, no acting required. Gordon rocks is your man. We will have a link to his backstage profile in the description area. Now we're going all the way to Dubai. This is a young 13-year-old amazing actress, singer, songwriter, and dancer. She was born in Australia. She's lived in Malaysia, Singapore. She speaks Arabic, English, and other languages. Well, you've heard of Cher. You've heard of Madonna. Well, let me introduce you to Zaraya. Wow, what amazing. She also has 4 other EPs out there, and we're going to talk to her about everything. Let's give her a call in Dubai, and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go. Zaraya Kane.
Hey.
Hey, Zaraya. It's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
How are you?
So you're 13, uh-huh. And now you're like a teenager, and you were a tween before. Do you notice any difference between 12 and 13?
Well, I'd first off like to thank you for using the term tween, because not one of my family members uses that, and I use it. So thank you. And, well, I'm going to say I feel more in control of, like, my decisions. You know, I feel like I have more responsibility when I hang out with friends. I feel like I have more opportunity. And I'm kind of looking forward to my future at the moment, because I have to start deciding and looking into what I can do. And just, well, so far it's a lot of fun being a teenager. Yeah.
Well, I think you probably have some amazing parents behind you, correct?
I really do, yeah. They're really amazing.
That's great, because a lot of the people I talk to that are your age, they always have both parents just all in and in support. That's what you have, obviously, right?
They're amazing. They really are.
So when I started the interview, I said, you've heard of Cher. You've heard of Madonna. Now listen to Zaraya.
Yeah.
And I played a clip of the Alone song. Very, very great. Well produced. Well sung.
Well, thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, with Alone, I put so much emotion to that, into the lyrics. I spent a lot of time trying to perfect it and be able to express what I was feeling when I wrote the song and put it into words. It just came out better than I could have imagined.
Yeah, I put some singers on here. They're just playing the ukulele, which you also play, right? You play the ukulele and guitar, right?
I do. Yeah, that's actually how I wrote that song, on a ukulele.
Really?
On the chords, and just transferred it to a guitar, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's pretty cool. Your stuff is so professionally produced. Explain the team behind that. How you get that done?
I have a production team over in America. As you know, I live in Dubai. So I worked with a first songwriter over in America through Skype. And we were writing 5 songs. And then I went over to America to film the music video for my first single, Scars, and to record all my 5 songs for my EP, where I worked with a producer to produce them and perfect them. And then I gave them the final thumbs up. And yeah, I really, really like them.
Right. So after writing all the songs and doing all the emotions, the ukulele and all that, all the Skype, then you fly over to America. How long did it take to knock all that out?
We were over in America for a month, but overall, like writing and everything, it took 6 months total. So quite a while.
You speak some Arabic for us?
Marhaba, walaikum assalam, fihi shukran wa anti, general introduction.
You speak a little Mandarin as well, right?
I do, yeah.
Let's hear some of that.
Ni hao, ni jiao shima, wo han hao che tinguo. I like eating apples. There you go. Some quality Mandarin.
That's great. Okay, now let's try English. No, I'm kidding. Okay.
But you know, that one I'm really, really struggling with.
Hey, Beautiful Ugly, what's behind that song?
The meaning behind it, oh my gosh, that one was really special to me, that song. I actually wrote it in a car when I was 11 years old. It just came to me. It's basically about perfection in a way. It has so many meanings. One being perfection and trying to be the best person you can and not getting noticed for it, but you just keep trying and keep trying and keep trying, and you may feel like it's not working, but it will. Trust me, it will. Yeah, no one's perfect. But the meaning that really stood out to me when I was writing at what the original idea was, how someone can be struggling with something and no one can notice. They can be struggling with it right in front of anyone's eyes.
Yeah.
And it really just takes one person to ask them about it for them to open up. Sometimes that's all you need, someone to listen, right?
So simple. So acting, singing, songwriting, and dancing, if you had to choose to make your somewhat a genie popped up and said,
ooh,
I'm guaranteeing you success, but you gotta pick one, what would it be?
Gosh, that is a hard question. The thing is, I love performing all around. I've been acting since I was very young. School productions where I first started enjoying it and deciding to pursue a career. And then singing is how I express myself, my emotions, and how I connect with other people. And I love them. I could never choose. I really could never choose.
Okay, the genie's going back in the bottle. You're on your own. I think you're going to do quite well no matter what you do. At 13, I mean, man, you're so amazing. So you were born in Australia?
I was, yeah. I was born in Australia, and I moved to Malaysia, to Singapore, and now Dubai.
Wow.
So, 4 places so far.
That's so great. But, so what's it like in Dubai? Because when we think about it here, we're thinking, oh, do you have to wear a burqa?
No, you don't. There are some restrictions, so you don't want to go out dressed inappropriately, because that can offend religion and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not strict in a sense that it's like, you can't wear crop tops, you can't wear shorts. It's not strict in that sense.
Uh-huh. By the way, I saw your demo reel. You are a really good actress.
Well, thank you.
You're like the typical teenager, mm-hmm, not just in America, but all around the world. Yeah, we've been all around the world. All around the world. And look what you're doing at the age of 13.
Yeah, I find it amazing that I have this opportunity, you know. I'm just so thankful that I have this platform and people, my friends, people I don't even know, people that support me. And I just, God, I love it. I really do.
What did you learn at the New York Film Academy?
I'm telling you, that was amazing. First of all, I was really able to touch on different emotions in my acting. So
yeah.
I had to act all flirtatious, which isn't really my specialty when it comes to acting. And I experimented with it. And I found out I actually quite like that. I quite like that. And it really opened my eyes to like different abilities. And combat class, that was amazing. That was so, so fun because I've never done anything like that before. So New York Film Academy just really expanded my knowledge and experience. And the people I met there, oh my God, I'm still in touch with them and they are so amazing.
You're 13 now.
I am.
So 16, 17, what do you think you're going to be or what do you want to be?
I would love to be touring with songs because I'm still writing, obviously, still writing songs. And I would love to be touring. I would love to be on tour. I love to perform on stage. I love to, you know, entertain a crowd. And acting wise, I am currently doing short films here in Dubai. I'm doing musicals. I'm going over to America for acting. And I am with an agency in Australia, Filmbite.
Mm-hmm.
So I have quite a lot of opportunity for me, which I feel like a great way for me to expand my acting and my credit. And by 16, 17. I would love to be. I would love to be. Like, if we're talking, just like a dream.
Yeah.
I would love to be on any show, and I would love to have amazing friends on that show and have a great connection to where it just feels natural to be acting on that show. And it's just like, you wake up every day and you think, wow, I'm so thankful to be here. I love this. I love this so much.
Right. You must have so much information flying into your head. And how do you sift, sort, and separate that?
Well, when it comes to songwriting, that's kind of my way of getting through that. And it's been my kind of escape from reality in that way.
Right.
I use songwriting to express myself, express things I couldn't normally express through words. So I love poetry. I tend to write that, and I tend to use that in my songs as well.
Yeah.
Even if I haven't experienced specific situations myself, I do have friends that have, and I'm able to really connect with them because they feel they can talk to me about it. And God, I love just helping them out, and I can use that in my songs as well. So I can have that song for them so they know they're not alone. It's so amazing that I can do that for them.
Right. That's kind of cool. But after you get it out of your head and it's done, does that mean those thoughts are out of your head and now a new song's coming into your head? You cleared the way because you did it?
There is always new songs coming into my head. There is. Oh my gosh. I have so many just little bits of lyrics, and I always have to sort through them and put them into songs. But there is so much all the time.
Right.
And some of them I really love. Some of them I wait a week and I think, no, maybe not. The hard thing about songwriting is it's your song, you know. You want it to be something you can listen to. You want it to be exactly the way you want it. You want it to express everything you want to express. And sometimes finding the words to do that can be really difficult. Maybe it just comes to you, a bit of a chorus. Then you think to yourself, okay, now the verse has to be just as great. And that's where it gets kind of tricky. It's a process. It's really fun and a great way for me to express myself. Yeah.
Right. So you got those five EPs out, but how many other songs do you have written down that you haven't recorded?
Haven't recorded. Well, I'm currently working on three.
That's awesome.
Three and lots of little bits of lyrics, pretty much.
Do you ever see yourself songwriting for other people?
I do, actually. I was thinking about that recently. I feel like I'd be really good at it. Like, I'd love to help other people songwrite. I was looking at Ed Sheeran.
Mm-hmm.
He writes songs for other artists as well.
Wow.
I love what he does. I really do. I would love to go that way in my life at some point.
Right. So it's like, you don't have to be the one singing it, but if someone took one of your songs and went out there, you'd be perfectly cool with that?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, because they'd be able to perform it in their own way, and it's cool to see a different interpretation.
Exactly. Hey, so, like, what made you, like, even want to get into any type of performing arts, whether it's acting, singing, or dancing, and what's the inspiration?
So I've always loved singing. I mean, we have these home videos, and you can just see me rocking out with a fake microphone or a fake guitar. And then when I went to Singapore, I was in my first production, which I said, Wind in the Willows, and that's when I realized that I love being on stage. I love the adrenaline of it. I love putting in all the work, and then finally going on stage and performing and seeing the crowd and being able to interact. It's so amazing. It's just such an amazing feeling being on stage. And I was recently in my school production, Annie, and it's almost as if I was just on stage with my friends acting out a scene.
Yep.
It just became so natural, and it was so, so, so fun.
And what part did you play in Annie?
I played Lily St. Regis.
Mamma Mia, Oliver Twist, A Star Is Born.
Mamma Mia was actually with Dubai Performing Arts Academy, and we did it in Dubai Opera. That's where we performed. Dubai Performing Arts Academy is my performing academy at the moment. I do my trinity there. I do my dance. I do my singing. I do musical theater there. And actually, what's really cool is we have the person who runs it is Lisa Scott Lee. She was a member in the band Step.
Wow.
Popular in 2000s. Oh God, it's so amazing to learn from her. It's so amazing to have a role model in the academy.
So as far as education right now, are you homeschooled or do you go to a public school there?
See, I went to a British school here in Dubai, but of course, right now we're doing online school.
Yeah.
It's going well. I have my exams coming up, which I'm quite ready for. Quite ready to get them over and done with. did go to a British school here.
That's so awesome. So you've been at that performing academy since you were 10?
Since I was, 11, I believe, yeah.
You got to find a place that's safe so you could develop your craft. I lived here in Los Angeles, so for 2 years, I went to the Beverly Hills Playhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And in that acting school, there was people from all over the world that were here, like, on a school visa.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of my scenes were people from Austria and people from, like, all over the world. And I was like, man, this is, like, pretty cool. I was going on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But when I wasn't there in class, it was always rehearsing and trying to put up stuff for the stage. So it's very important to get your training.
We actually went to these improv classes. You can go anytime you want, and you just have tons of fun. You practice improv, you practice acting, and we'd all kind of connect as a community. And it was just an amazing way for me to build my confidence and to expand my abilities when it comes to acting and improv. And now I did work backstage a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the backstage experience as well, and it was really cool.
That's cool. Hey, so do you think you're going to be living there in Dubai for the next 2 or 3 years, or do you think you're you're going to be going away somewhere else?
We plan to stay here until my brother, he graduates and my parents can go retire.
Mm-hmm.
If we did go anywhere, it would be back to Australia because there's so many opportunities in Australia.
Mm-hmm. So besides your three songs, what else is going on, like acting or dancing wise? Anything coming up?
It's kind of hard over here, which is again why I have my acting agency in Australia and why I go over to New York. But I have done Icarus, which was a short film post-production at the moment. I really was able to see, because that was my first film being on set experience, I was able to see what it's really like. And it was a lot of waiting around, but it was so fun. I knew what I had to do. I did it. I got to interact with the director, who was really, really amazing. He was really fun. He was really kind. People on set I'm still friends with, and they're all really nice. Honestly, the best part, they had some really good crackers on set. They had some really good crackers. So there was like just a food bench, and you could just take the cracker. Yeah, that was great.
That's one good thing about being on a set. They feed you so well.
They do, don't they? Yeah.
Right, so some girls that are your age, let's say they either have supportive parents or they don't have supportive parents. They want to be an actor, singer, or dancer. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to get started. They have a dream, because you know what? Dreams do come true if you have one.
They do, yeah.
You got to have one.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. So when I was working with an acting consultant, Martin Benson, over in New York, he kind of helped me figure out exactly what I want. So my advice would be figure out what you want. You know, a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, what you want to achieve. Also, if you have like a community theater, definitely go to that. If you want to practice being on stage, if you want to practice having stage presence, definitely do that. You know what? You can even create like a group with your friends and practice a monologue every week and then perform it to each other and try different emotions, suggest ideas to each other. There's so many things you could do without like on your own or in your friend group. It's just this huge variety.
That's pretty good. Hey, so wrapping up here, is there anything else you want to promote or say?
Yes, there is. Another acting thing I'm quite proud of was when I was 11, I went to this audition and I luckily succeeded and I was able to fly over to Las Vegas where I was able to showcase my talents. We did all these showcases for acting, singing, and dancing. And when I was there, they did this reality TV film for it and I was able to actually speak to the camera and I was able to express myself. It was amazing. It's called America's Rising Stars. It's in post-production at the moment, but I'm quite sure it's going to come out. Again, like you were talking about, you said there's so many people with different stories. People from all over the world were there. So one of them, my best friend, thing was so, so, so great. And also, please go listen to my fourth single, Alone, which is on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, etc.
I love that song. I love all your songs, by the way.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
They're professional. And if you listen to you know what? One other question I wanted to ask you is, so you write your song, you have your interpretation, but then somebody else listens to it and they get a whole different meaning out of it. True?
That's the intention, yeah. But as I said, on my Instagram, I generally talk about the meaning behind my songs. And in every single one, I always say it doesn't have a specific meaning. It's made so it can be interpreted. It can be, for example, my first song, Scars, can be emotional or physical pain. And it's whatever situation you're going through, that's the way you interpret it. So that's what I think makes my songs kind of special. Anyone can interpret it the way they want to interpret it. And it can be something really special to them because it can give them the message they need to hear.
Exactly. And it's a starting point. You know, they're thinking they're cooped up and all of a sudden they listen to your song and they have a thought and all of a sudden it opens a floodgate and maybe they get a pen. Maybe they start writing ideals and all of a sudden you wrote something with a meaning and all of a sudden it has 100 meanings, 1,000 meanings, 1,000,000 meanings. Crazy, huh?
Yeah, it is. It really is. I had a few people text me and they were like, they told me what the meaning was to them and how they really needed to hear that. And that just warmed my heart.
Yeah.
That made me so happy to hear that. And that's what I want as an artist. I want to make people feel like they're supported. They're not alone. It's just so amazing to hear that.
Hey, so online, where is the best place for people to find you to get more information?
Well, you can find my acting at www.zariahc.com and my music at www.zariahmusic.com.
And on Instagram at ZariahC06.
Yeah, ZariahC06.
Awesome. Hey, thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. Thank you.
You're a dream guest for me. Thank you.
Aw, thank you. That's so inspirational. It really is. Well, it's so fun to chat with you. You're so like bubbly. I love it. I really love it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Hey, you have a blessed weekend.
You too.
All right. And again, I really appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
What an incredible young woman. I really enjoyed talking to her. This girl is going places. So we're going to listen to her song Alone right now.
doesn't seem any way to go. When you're on your own, when you're on your own, it can feel alone, so alone. No matter how much it hurts or what you're going through, keeping me awake at night, my head up in the blue. You might feel like a runaway or someone put up on display, pulling strings at your soul like a puppet in a show. Grasped by a hand, I won't let go. Catching emotions I can't outgrow. Get myself to finally know I'm not.
Thank you so much for tuning in on Kid Teen Tween Tuesday. We really appreciate it. Now, if you would go to actors2020podcast.com, upper right-hand corner where it says join, use your Facebook, use your email, and please, on my page, follow, share, like, comment, do all those things, but just do it on my page. If you can't get there, just do it wherever you're listening. Just leave me a review or a comment. I would appreciate it. But personal favor for this free podcast, go to my page and do it there. So thank you in advance for that. Coming up on episode 183 is a very eccentric gentleman. His name is Eduardo David. He is what's called a Las Vegas showboy. What is that? Well, tune in Friday and you'll find out. It looks like Hollywood is starting to open up. Hope so. Cross your fingers. We can all be on the set and all doing what we love and adore. I'd like to thank Gordon Rocks and Zariah Kane for being my guests once again. Now it is time for the lesson. Listen, learn, because here comes the lesson. Lesson one. Everybody sit down, JK's gonna take you for a ride uptown. Ayo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame when it comes to things that you don't know. Stick to the rules and just say no, because you're young, you're eager, you're want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up your beauty. They'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf, and you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one, it's time for lesson two. You have a choice and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the heck does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a 5 on and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life's been out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to heck with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yep, final lesson here, of course it's number 3. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottom. I'm back on my feet, now I'm revving my throttle. On the climb to the top, it's the same old games. But now I'm kicking butt and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, it was a long hard crawl, but it was all worth it. I'm a box office draw, opportunity was there and I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. And you can be like me enjoying fame and fortune. Boom! That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Key. Until the next episode. Bye-bye.